Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Welcome, my friends. This is the show that never ends. This is your host, the General Gonzo S. Patton, and I'm glad to have you with me on this special Friday afternoon edition. Sorry I couldn't make it yesterday, but I was detained. Glad you're with me today, though. The chat room's open, and I'll try and keep an eye on it as we go through today's edition. Got the call-in number open, 347-857-1197. And with Congress having sold us out with Imam Ryan and his nice Muslim beard, we got lots to cover. The last time we were together, we talked about how our government, Congress, SCOTUS, and the executive branch compared to what was laid out in the Declaration of Independence, item by item, line by line, and that long train of abuses that we suffered. And they were all covered and then some. And our founders went to war for that. And here we sit, with it being far worse. And people are unwilling to do anything because they're too busy and too comfortable in their realm. They've been conditioned like the fog in the pot of water as the temperature's been slowly turned up. The Romans, who've been given their bread and circuses, you've been handed your EBT cards as your wages have been cut back, as your full-time work has been cut from 40 hours a week to 28 hours, as you've been decimated with your health care taken away and Obamacare has been thrust on you, and you've watched your premiums rise and your deductibles go to $6,000. Wow. Isn't that some shit? But it's happened so slowly that you just sat there and watched Dancing with the Stars and taken it right up the poop chute. As they've slowly turned the water up in that pot, time after time, getting warmer and warmer, cooking you and cooking you. Until, well, here we sit, almost completely boiled. Are you going to step out of the frickin' pot and do something? Are you going to stay there and boil completely? Mitch McConnell, you know, the guy with no chin, who mumbles and drools when he talks. Paul Ryan, the guy who is Speaker of the House, who promised that he would go by the Hastert rule, would be the man, would have transparency, would not do the things that Boehner had done. Yet we noticed that Ryan went from living in that nice small house when he was on the VP ticket with Romney to having a mansion. And the guy only makes $174,000 a year. And this mansion's got a nice new wall around it. Oh, that's right. He got $2 million just for voting for TPP. How'd that happen? I guess under Obamacare, they must have surgically attached an arm that came out of his ass whenever there was a bribe around. I didn't realize that that was something that was available to congressmen. Oh, that's right, I did realize it. I'm just going to openly say it. Anyway, we're getting taxed more than ever now. But Obama said he wouldn't raise taxes. But we know that was a lie because his lips were moving. And this omnibus spending bill has a 233-page tax subsidy bill, even though they're collecting more tax revenue now than they ever have in the history of the United States of America. Let that sink in. Tax revenues are higher now than ever in the history of the United States of America. They're pulling in more money, not as a percentage, but in dollar and cents. And there are more people out of work, which means they have more sources of revenue. There are over 90,000 IRS agents collecting revenue. But there are only 35,000 FBI agents in this country. Now, they can find you if you miss a nickel on your tax return, but they can't find you if you posted threats on social media about blowing shit up and killing the infidels when you're trying to get into this country. Something is wrong. We don't have enough FBI agents, and we have too many IRS agents. We can solve that with a fair tax, because the IRS goes away. Now, I'm not a politician. I'm just a thinker. But that seems to make 90,000 paid positions go away. And the money could go over to the FBI, and those 90,000 positions could employ 90,000 veterans that don't have jobs, that have training, knowledge, skills, and ability, what they call KSAs, knowledge, skills, and ability, that could be used, FBI, to track and hunt down those who have overstayed their visas that we claim, or not we, that the government claims they can't find because they don't have the resources to track down, and would give them the resources to do so. And it would give them the resources to stop these Islamic shitbirds before they get here. Oh, did I say Islamic shitbirds? Oh, I said it twice. Somebody quit. Send a copy of this to Loretta Lynch. She probably won't like it. Her and the NSA know where I am, so piss on that. Almost dropped an F-bomb there. Been told I should not do that as much since I have a new affiliate that I forgot to mention at the start of the broadcast. And how horrible of me. Because Freedom Outlaw Radio does have a new affiliate, the Rebooting Liberty Radio Network, at live.rebootingliberty.com. And I owe them a big apology because they are the first, last, and only name in Liberty Radio. And I'm so angry today at the spending bill that, well, frankly, blood was shooting out of my eyes and I got all tongue-tied and just completely forgot about them. So thank you, Rebooting Liberty Radio Network. Check them out at live.rebootingliberty.com because you can find me there, Trevor Loudon, and a host of other wonderful people. Anyway, back to this treasonous spending bill and the other things like the 233-page tax subsidy bill. This monstrous 2,009-page bill that no one had time to read allowed Ryan and the GOP to give up the booty. They surrendered the power of the purse. The bill does not address a single issue from the 9 critical issues that House leadership needed to address. They blocked riders that would have addressed amnesty, refugees, sanctuary cities, and Planned Parenthood, just to name a few. Mullah Obama is now in the clear for his most dangerous year of his presidency to promote more amnesty, to release more criminals, and take executive action on energy and gun regulations without fear of congressional punishment, which means if it is to be, it is up to you and me. The notion that the entire budget would be rolled into a 2,000-page bill and voted on in 2 days is counter to our founding values of representative government. It exposes Paul Ryan as the mini-me of John Boehner. He's merely a sock puppet. And let's face it, sock puppets get fisted. That's how they work. This bill, and coupled with the massive tax subsidy bill, by using the procedural subterfuge Ryan promised to avoid, was a huge smoke and mirrors lie. Nobody had a chance to read it. The bill was not given the time that Ryan promised it would be given. It was given at most 36 hours of time. Despite the complex changes to the tax code, no one could possibly read or understand this. Seditious? Yes. Treasonous? Oh, yes. Particularly given the amnesty provisions and some of the other things we're going to talk about. There's $1.67 billion in this bill to fund resettlement for Syrian refugees. It didn't defund the program, and it added another $1.67 billion to the budget that already existed. Red Rover, send our Islamic enemies on over. The budget also busts the budget cuts. It appropriates $1.141 trillion for fiscal year 2016. a $53 billion increase from last year. If you divide up the 2009 pages, that means the new budget costs $572 million per page. Think about that. That's $572 million per goddamn page. What in the hell? This consummates a budget betrayal from September and puts a final nail in the coffin of one legitimate spending victory the Republicans managed to secure in the last 5 years. And we own the House and Senate. Folks, I've been saying this for years. The Republicans and the Democrats are the flip side of the same coin. They are the same party. It is time you woke up to that fact. They put on a charade, a big kabuki theater, and pretend that they are different, so that we fight with one another, so that the Democrats hate the Republicans, and the Republicans hate the Democrats, and we fight with each other. And come election time, we really hate each other, and we really fight with each other. And the reason behind that is so we don't turn on those in power. Because if you ever pulled your head out of your asses and realized that we should stand together as we, the people, against the tyrants in power, that there is no difference between the Democrats and Republicans, that they are both tyrants and they are using us against each other so that they can get rich and they can stay in power. And it is really the Politburo and the leaders hosing us. We would be pitchforks and torches in front of the Capitol. And I don't know about you, but my pitchfork fires 308s. And they know it. And that's why they put on this charade, so that the Democrats and the Republicans fight each other. And what scares them to death this election cycle is there are two people, Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, that don't play that game. Ted Cruz and Donald Trump are truth tellers, and they are not beholden to the political powers, and the political powers hate them. And God forbid one of them actually win the nomination, because there is not enough Secret Service protection to keep them from being assassinated, is my fear. Because the powers that be cannot, will not, as we've seen in the past with Bobby Kennedy and others, be allowed to make it through the process. Because they will blow up the narrative. Anyway, look at the Kabuki Theater. They won't let it happen. Jeb Bush is already reneging on his promise to support Trump. The Bush dynasty, they're related to the Clintons, for Christ's sake. The Bush dynasty, they're not going to let it happen. Don't get me started, because I know too much and I don't want to go down that path because I don't have enough time left in this show. But I may come back and talk about it Sunday, because damn. Anyway, this budget expanded low-skilled visas. Page 701 of the bill quadruples the number of H-2B visas for the next year. These are visas granted to those largely from third world countries to take blue-collar jobs in industries such as construction and truck driving. Just what we need the Durkas to do, be driving trucks filled with fuel. Yay! We must be retarded. It also increases funding for clemency. The bill not only failed to defund Obama's jailbreak, it gave him $76 million more to let folks out of prison and another $419 million for prison construction. Now, if that doesn't make your head explode and make you go, I don't know what will. But at a time when it added $76 million to his clemency budget, when with the stroke of a pen, he's going, you can go home, you can go home, you can go home, you can go home, emptying cell after cell after cell after cell after cell. They gave him $419 million to build new prisons. So he's emptying the cells, but he's building new prisons. Well, who's he going to put these new prisons when he's letting out people, letting out people, letting out people? Well, I suspect it's going to be people that oppose what they're doing. Probably people that are speaking up and saying the left and the right are one and the same. Because we're not supposed to look behind the curtain and go, look, they're the same freaking people. And this budget stripped out all of the environmental rioters. Remember when Mitch, Obama's bitch, McConnell promised to fight Obama's administrative war on coal that was in the budget? Well, the Democrats noted that they won and they were able to block all the new environmental rules. Well, they were right. The Democrats went all up in the Republicans, even though they were the minority. They grabbed them by the haunches and went, just like in Training Day. They went deep up in them. And I think it's because the GOP actually likes to take it that way. Obama has a clear lane to remake the DNA of our economy in his final year. Yes, we are socialists now. Green energy subsidies, you say? Yes, we like green energy in ham, said Sam I Am. There's a $680 billion package for five-year extension of the green energy tax subsidies. Because if it can't stand on its own, by God, we'll support it. Dollars from those of us that work and pay taxes. Because, well, you know, those of you that sit on beanbag chairs and eat Cheetos while playing with yourself, you can't pay for this shit. But the rest of us who work, yeah, we're fine for that. Stimulus welfare tax credits? That's an unusual term now, isn't it? Stimulus welfare tax credits. Think about those four words. And if your head hasn't exploded, you don't have an aneurysm, and your ears aren't bleeding, more power to you. Adding more welfare via the tax code without first reforming the main welfare program puts a nail in the coffin of the only major fiscal reform Republicans enacted in two decades, the 1996 Welfare Reform Bill. Newt Gingrich must have had an aneurysm over that one. This is a WTF of major proportions. The Obamacare bailout for K Street. This deal suspends the tax on Cadillac insurance plans. SEIU slipped the bone in. Yes, they did. Blocks enactment of the health insurance tax for 2017. Woo! Damn, the GOP likes to get hosed. Boy, they got a little dryandal rape. Goes right along with that prison stuff, didn't it? Oh. And not to be outdone, how about funding with your tax dollars and mine welfare for Mexico and Central America? What, you say? Yeah, because Obama was going to fundamentally transform America and redistribute wealth, remember? He wasn't going to take it from the rich. No, he's going to take it from the working class. And he wasn't going to give it to the poor in America and the minorities. No. You Black Lives Matter folks out there, shit, Negro, you're not getting no money. That stuff's going to Central America and Mexico. You didn't think Obama was going to do nothing for you. Your unemployment rate's over 25%. You get nothing. No. He's a Muslim. They keep slaves. Just keep working and paying taxes. He don't care about you. This administration not only is not going to punish Mexico and Central America for violating our sovereignty, oh, no, they're getting $265 million for economic development in Mexico and Central America. Liberal Democrats are bragging about taking care of Central America and Mexico. Screw you minorities in America. Black lives don't matter. They don't care about you. Just keep voting Democrat and stay on the plantation. That's all they care about. Black lives don't matter. Oh, no, just stay on the plantation. As Charles Barkley said, blacks been voting Democrat for 50 years thinking things are going to get better, and they're still poor. Charles Barkley's right. The Democrats think you're dumb, and if you keep voting Democrat, you are dumb. Those of you that are voting Republican, white, black, whatever, you're dumb too. It is time we the people voted from the rooftops. It's time we the people gathered up our pitchforks and 308 torches and rolled on in to Washington, D.C. and said, hell no, time for you folks to go. Stand up, get your polyester pantsuits, your Brooks Brothers suits, your briefcases, and your Bruno Mali shoes, and get your asses out in the street, because you've been dirtying up the people's houses for a long time. And there's a new day coming. And if you folks didn't listen to my podcast about the Declaration of Independence and what these ass clowns have been doing, go back and listen to the one that I did last Sunday. It is in there from Sunday the 13th. Been the most listened to podcast in 6 months. Blow that up, share it with others, and you, too, will come to the same conclusion. There is only one party, the government party, and we're getting screwed by them. And they're not even giving us a reach around. God bless you, my friends. I will see you in 2 days on Sunday. We got a revolution to organize. It's time we threw off the shackles and we all went Django Unchained. God bless you. God bless America. And it's about time we became free, babies.
We'd like to dedicate this next song to our troops and to their families, no matter where they are tonight. May God bless each and every one of them. Amen. Thank you. don't have no plastic LA friends. Ain't on the edge of no popular trend. Ain't never seen the inside of that magazine GQ. We don't care if you're a lawyer or a Texas old man, or some waitress busting ass at some liquor stand. If you got soul, we hang out with people just like you. My hair's turning white, my neck's always been red, my collar's still blue. We've always been here, just trying to sing the truth.